The last topic on this side is the finished work of Christ on the cross. And we know Christ's sacrifice, and we know that that is the whole foundation, the redemption it is all based on. So we look and see what the Catholic Church says about Christ's sacrifice. Paragraph 1368. In this divine sacrifice, which is celebrated in the Mass, the same Christ who offered himself once in a bloody manner on the altar of the cross is contained and is offered in a non-bloody manner. So they talk about the divine sacrifice in the Mass. That's the Catholic Church Mass. The same Christ who suffered once on the cross is contained and is offered. They say he is offered, not was offered, he is offered, present tense. So they're claiming that Christ is offered. I remember when I was a priest, you know, for 21 years, every Mass you say the same prayers. I would turn to the people and say, pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. And everybody would reply, may the Lord accept the sacrifice from your hands. And on, as the prayer continued. We were offering Christ's sacrifice. Is offered. Christ's sacrifice was offered, not is offered. And then they go on and they add to this paragraph 1368. The Eucharist is also the sacrifice of the Church. The Church, which is the body of Christ, participates in the offering of her head. With him, she is offered whole and entire. Mother Church, that you believe on, according to the Catholic Church, she is offered. So the Church in its suffering members is offering herself for Christ. And it's really difficult. It's more something we understood in Ireland. I was in Poland, and in Poland you see some churches where you have Jesus on one side of the cross, and on the other side is a woman. The woman is not Mary, it's Mother Church suffering. In Guatemala City, there's a big Catholic cathedral, and the one side is Jesus hanging on the cross, and the other side is the woman, the church suffering. They say when priests and nuns suffer and do penances, and Catholics do penances during Lent and Advent, and they offer up things, and their suffering is part of Christ's suffering. When I was training to be a priest, I took cold showers and I flagellated myself and did all sorts of penances. I was offering my pain with Christ's blood at the Mass. I was living this teaching, the Church suffering with Christ. We do not offer up any sacrifice to God of our own. Mother Church has nothing to offer, but this is the Catholic Church teaching. Again, it's enough to break your heart. We look at what the scripture says. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. Legally, absolutely, totally done. His work was concluded. It was no longer going to be offered ever again. He was the only one qualified to offer it. And he said, it's finished. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down at the right hand of God. He is in glory. He's not offered on any altar, any place. He's in glory at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 10:14. For one offering had perfected forever them that are sanctified. One offering. There's one offering of Christ, not multiple offerings or it being offered up again. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 summarizes it all. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. By himself, it wasn't with anybody else. It was only his work. the awesome truth. But in face of that, when you read the Catholic Church's teaching, you just wonder how any church could ever dare to write these things. And so we look to Catholics to cry out to God for his light of the Holy Spirit to show them the truth of God's word, that it is as Christ Jesus said, it is finished. His work is concluded. Turning the page, we have dealing with who God is. We have the most awesome of all the topics on both sides, and that is who our God is. The attribute of God is holiness. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable, in his being, wisdom, holiness, goodness, justice, and truth. God is a mighty, awesome God we serve. But he has one distinguishing attribute that distinguishes him from all things he has created and all others, and that's his holiness. And so Isaiah could say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Thrice holy, because he is absolutely all perfect in himself and totally separate from everything else, utterly distinct, utterly set apart. Holiness is utterly set apart. And that's why it says in Scripture, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, in the book of Revelation. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, there is none holy as the Lord, there is none besides thee. There is none holy as the Lord. It is who our God is. The defining attribute of our God is that he is holy. Set apart. Totally different, the source of holiness. This is who our God is. And why we come before him in awe to look to Christ's grace to save us because of who he is in his holiness. The Catholic Church does speak about the holiness of God, but then they go on in the Catechism to declare another one as being all holy. Reading the exact words of paragraph 2677. By asking Mary to pray for us, we acknowledge ourselves to be poor sinners, and we address ourselves to the Mother of Mercy, the All Holy One. You can buy the book yourself, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find it easily online. Look up the paragraph. Look at the whole page. There's no disclaimer. There's no footnote to say that's not what it says. The All Holy One, spoken of a human creature. I was speaking at John MacArthur's church in 1997 at John MacArthur's church, and there was a group of Catholics outside protesting in 97 at the meeting we had on Catholicism. And I brought this chart out and I showed it to one of the protesters. He said, my church doesn't say that. Well, I happened to have the book with me and I let him read the book. And he opened it up and he was in shock. He said he wanted to speak to John MacArthur and he went in to speak to John MacArthur. From what we could see, the Lord convicted that young man. He could not understand how his church could say this. How could any church say that Mary, the human creature, is the All Holy One? And then they go on to say, from the Catholic Church, he learns the example of holiness and recognizes model and source in the all-holy